Blog Talk Radio.
When the sun came up, we ain't really leave till the sun came down. 39th when them things rang out, on my block when them things came out. Whole family got the J's on the fourth. Little league, we compete in this force. Aunties, they grill out. Uncle playing them dominoes. We discover girls like dominoes. Yeah, you know we trying to go. Kids catching them fly flies, dandelions like it's snow. Blow in the wind, pour out some liquors for niggas that blow in the wind. Don't throw in the towel, just sit on the porch and really just let your hair blow in the wind. Round the way girls, hair blow in the wind. Loud smoking, they feeling sounds. Summertime, we feel the sound. Yeah, you know that it go down. When the sun high in the sky, yeah, you know that it go down. When the temperatures go up, the drop tops, they gon' come out. The girl shorts, they go up. The tops, man, they gon' go down. It's summertime everywhere. Yeah, you know that it go down. It go down. It go down.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't know. Walk up in the spot, super clean with my shine on. They could look at us and tell that we ain't from this time zone. And if you a star, then I'm a supernova. You on top of the game, and I'm here to push you over. I ain't playing like an Xbox, and I came with no controller. I'm super raw like cocaine, oh, you mix it with a soda. My female friends ain't nothing but some walking weed rollers. You can focus on them, but they shoulders cold as Minnesota. In October, got it in my cup like Folgers. My mama like my music, even though she think it's vulgar. Might not understand me, I'ma try and keep my cadence low. Thought that boy my friend, and he the main one. Hey, no, getting high and staying low. Love the ganja, keep it roll. Licks like the bitch did on like a number 24. In my face, she rock away. She likes the way my swisher tastes. When they come around, the girls tend to love the whole gang. Fly, like FLT, the gang. Y'all already know, I ain't even gotta say nothing. I'ma do me, boy, I wish a nigga say something. Fly, like FLT, the gang. We VIP, surrounded by these models. They pop their own bottles and shot after shot they swallow. You think this club Twitter, by the way these bitches follow. They like how money looking and I'm looking like the lotto. We can smoke and shit, but I ain't really into combo. My eyes low, sit back and enjoy the view. Came with a couple girls, but we leaving with a few. And that's routine, boy, it ain't nothing new. Don't get mad, cause you can't relate to what I do. Wake your game up, my hustle too strong. Fiends wanna hit my lines and I ain't talking telephones. Fly lane gang, your girl screaming like a megaphone. She brought me home, then we got it popping like some kettle corn. We all dogs except you bark and never bite. Me and my gang, we all stay high. Usually rushing to catch a flight. I keep it real, no need to lie. I do it big, you just get by. This is Mac and at his finest, girl. You better recognize, let go. In my face, she rock away. She likes the way my swisher tastes. When they come around, the girls tend to love the whole gang. Fly, like FLT, y'all already know, I ain't even gotta say nothing. I'ma do me, boy, I wish a nigga say something. Fly, like FLT, the gang. She say I never met a nigga that's as fly as you.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I know just what I'm trying to do.
Well, okay.
Realize I ain't them other guys. I beat that pussy down and leave it tenderized. I'm a monster on these beats and a beast in the sheets. Man, them FLG niggas, they be switching, swapping freaks. We don't cuff them, we don't love them. We send them to the streets. Man, this ain't Wade County, but believe we bring the heat. I ain't never been a fan, but I fight off in this club. We be copping big zips while these niggas smoking dubs. Porn stars give me hugs and let me squeeze all on they butt. You can hate me if you want, but nigga, I don't give a fuck. I do me, who are you? Your opinion doesn't matter. Ain't no need for us to talk, nigga, miss me with that chatter. Out of space, I am on Saturn. I smoke grow by the platter. Perfect my craft, no motherfucker, it has been mastered, bastard. In my face, she rock away. She like the way my swisher tastes. When they come around, the girls tend to love the whole gang. Y'all already know, I ain't even gotta say nothing. I'ma do me, boy, I wish a nigga say something.
This is Entertainment Life on the Sasha Marina Show, a show about the entertainment and music industry, where you get to hear from the top and up-and-coming stars, from amateurs to professionals. They're all just working hard for success. This show is to give those the opportunity to speak about their talents and what they're doing to succeed in their dreams. And now, here's your host, Sasha Marina.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sasha Marina, and you're tuned in to the Sasha Marina Show, of course. That song you just heard is called FLG by J-Mac, coming off one of his last eight EPs, I should say, Mac City. Just to, I guess, do a little intro for Jay before he jumps on live. He comes from San Francisco, 26-year-old, that can be conveyed as a self-starting conversant hip-hop musician. So, in other words, he's a musician that flows with his music, and I'm guessing that in most cases, you know, he tells you a story that hopefully some that listen can relate to, and if not, others can just enjoy, you know, what he's trying to bring to the table. So, without further ado, I have Jay live on the air. Hey, Jay. Good evening. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good. So like I mentioned, that last track we heard is called FLG, one of the many from your last EP or mixtape called Mac City. Tell us a little bit about that track, because it's very, you know, it's very bumping, very fun. Who's featured in the track, or is it just all you?
That track was on me. That actually, I used that beat from T-Pain's Booty Work. And, you know, I heard it and I said, man, like you said, it's a fun track. So I decided to go ahead and put my little spin on it and go ahead and represent for my camp. You know what I mean? And it's been doing real well. The song's been doing well.
I enjoyed it. Out of all the ones that's the one I picked, I'm like, this is fun. This song's fun. This is cool. So this mixtape Mac City was released in March of this year, so early. What has been your feedback with the overall, album, I should say?
The feedback on Mac City hasn't been too bad. It's been pretty good. We actually dropped a gas leak right after it, so you know it was just like putting a lot of product into people's hands. But as far as Mac City, I've got good responses back to it. A few things different I could have did, but for the most part about it, it's been pretty positive.
You know, how do you manage to, because Mac City has a lot of tracks as well, how do you manage to, you know, to release two mixtapes back-to-back in such a short period of time?
Oh, man, it's just about work, you know, just got to stay focused. You know, this is what I do. You know, this is my job, so I just got to stay on it and keep putting out work, you know, strategically, not just dropping song after song, but actually having a purpose behind it, you know what I mean? So that's all there was, just locking myself in the studio and having a good team around me.
Okay. And what are your purposes behind these two, CDs? Mac City, obviously, the name, it's your name on there. You know, what message were you trying to get across with this album?
It was my first debut solo album, so I was just trying to, you know, convey the message that I'm here, You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put in this work. I'm gonna keep feeding the people the music, the good quality sound that they want. You know, and that's pretty much what I gave to them on there right there. So, and then we dropped, like you said, we dropped Gas Leak right behind that, and that featured Timbo. Shout out to him. And we killed it. You know what I mean? Just Gas Leak. You know, spitting out Hot Flame. And that was pretty much how that came about.
I just understood that correlation right there. It kind of took me a while. It had just gone over my head, you know, the whole Gas Leak metaphor. So you're from the West Coast, my friend. You know, I'm guessing that, that goes a lot into your music. You know, there's always been quite a difference between the West Coast and East Coast hip-hop. How do you bring, the West Coast to the table, and how do you show it in your music?
Just real kind of laid back, just like you said, real fun music, just something to party to, you know, max out, turn up to, we don't really want to, as far as my camp, we bring the West Coast as far as just being, party, you know what I'm saying? Let's have fun. Let's leave this, the street drama at the door. You know what I'm saying? Let's just come in here and turn up. That's how we, when we put on a show or in our music, that's what we want to convey, A couple of us are from the streets, but we don't really like to glorify that too much in the music because, we kind of want to get away from that. You understand what I'm saying? We want to do something that's more fun and more positive because there's a lot of street stuff going on outside of music, so why do we need to, continue to bring it into music? Let's kind of get away from that a little bit,
Okay, I could definitely see that. Get away from the music for just one second. You will be the new face for a hair care line called Essence for Dreadlocks. So tell us about that, about the product overall and how it works for you and how are you the ideal, spokesperson for this product?
They approached me. I have the dreadlocks, pretty long. I try to maintain them as best as I can. But, the Essence product is pretty good, and I was actually excited to be approached by them, and I feel like I feel like I can be a spokesperson for them because I actually like the product. You know what I mean? I actually like it. So I feel like I would be able to go ahead and get them some more money.
And actually use it,
exactly.
I mean, all right, cool. All right, back to the music then, Jay. How did this journey begin for you? Rappers or hip hop artists, they start in their young teens because either in school because of your environment, the neighborhood you grew up in, whatever your friends were. How was it for you? How did you first step into the music industry?
Real life, I actually was a product of my environment, as you said. I was around my uncle, and he was doing a lot of music and shooting videos and always in the studios and his homeboys around doing with the turntables and everything. So that's where I kind of picked up on it. But I really didn't get, really serious with it until, about 3 or 4 years ago. And that's when I met up with Maserati Fox, RIP to him. That was my big homie, and he taught me a lot about the music industry, not about rapping, but about the music industry. And he told me that, this business is 90% business and 10% rap. You know what I'm saying? And I really held on to that because that makes a lot of sense because that's real. If you don't have your business right in this game, I should say, if you don't have your business right, you're not going to go nowhere. You can be the coldest rapper. You can say the illest lyrics, but if your paperwork and business ain't right, it's going to be hard for you.
Yeah, that's definitely right. I was just talking to another artist yesterday, Juby Fly Music. I'm sure that you're familiar with him. We were talking about the same thing. And I guess in any part of the entertainment business, it's about business. No matter,
right,
exactly. If you're an artist, you got to carry yourself, you got to cross market, you got to build with brands such as Essence for Dreadlocks, because you never know who's going to be like, oh cool, Dreadlocks, and then it'll be like, but he's an artist, listen to his music. It's just this world works in mysterious ways, but definitely it's about business, and I'm glad that young people like yourself are getting the hints of that as quickly as possible. Make you lose
right.
that time. So,
exactly.
Like you mentioned, you collaborated, you worked with certain big names in the industry, you know, Mazzardi Foss, you mentioned, and K. Michelle. How was working with that recording artist? How was that experience, and what did y'all do?
Actually, how that came about is we did that song with Kay actually before she even started popping. You know what I'm saying? So we did that song with Kay actually a while ago, but it came through with we got linked in through a guy out in Arizona, a management team that I was working with out there, and he gave us the song and we liked it, and we went out to Atlanta to record it. And it was just magic from there. And the next thing you know, she was popping everywhere. We got that through a guy in Arizona.
Okay. You know, from this, I guess you said that you really got serious into the business about 3 years ago or so. You know, from then on, what accomplishments are you most proud of, in these past years?
Watching my team grow around me. That's secretly one of my biggest accomplishments, and you know what I'm really proud of is watching my team grow around me. And that goes from the artists that I work with side by side every day to the PR group that I have and to the producers. You know, everybody around me is growing. We're all growing together. You know what I'm saying? And that for real makes me proud. That's my biggest thing right there. You know, dropping mixtapes and doing songs with this and that person are, you know what I mean? But just the people around me, the people that's close to me, watching them grow, that's my biggest accomplishment right there. And me being a part of that to help them grow. You know what I mean?
That's good. Going to, I guess, music videos. You released a music video about 4 months ago called On My Vibe.
Right.
Tell us about recording that video. You know, it seems fun. It seems that you're definitely on your vibe. You know, I'm sure that's one of your first videos out and many more to come. How was working with your team in that video?
We do what we do, you know. I'm actually doing that right now. But shout out musiczoo.com. He shot the video for us. He does most of my video work. And, you know, we just kind of winged it, actually. You know what I mean? We got in and sat down and did what we did, and we just came up with that. And that was the concept. And, you know, musiczoo put it together, and it came out. I like it. You know what I'm saying? I like it, and I haven't got any bad reviews on it, you know. Music usually does his thing on it. That's why I always go to him and, you know, just it was a vibe. We just vibed out. That's how it was.
All right. Do you have any other videos in the works or maybe coming in production soon, perhaps releasing soon?
It's actually funny that you say that because, you know, I actually got an edit that I'll be getting over tonight from musiczoo, from this song that I just did with Young Gully. Shout out to Young Gully, you know. That's my homie, and we're actually going to be he's going to be shooting me over an edit for that tonight, so I'll be dropping another video real soon.
All right, perfect. You want to go ahead and tell people where they can find your YouTube page?
Oh, yeah, you can find me. I'm on YouTube. You can just search J-Mac. I'm on Facebook at J-Mac. My Twitter is @J-Mac_FLG, I'm sorry. And then my Instagram is just JMacFLG. And, you know, go ahead and hit the follow button on any one of those social medias right there. That's what it is.
And what does that FLG stand for you?
Fly Lane Gang. Remember the name, Fly Lane Gang.
Okay.
That's right.
I will. It's, you know, it's just so many acronyms. You know, and I got to get sometimes I try to figure them out for myself. You know, everybody, I understand everybody want to represent something, but, you know, sometimes I try to figure it out by themselves, and I'm like, I just, you know, can't figure it out. So I just have to end up asking you guys anyways.
Hey, that's the realest I ever heard, though, because you're right. You're right, it is, though. You're right,
cool,
though.
Cool. So there you heard him, JMacFOG on Instagram, JMac underscore FOG on Twitter. Make sure to click those follow buttons, find him on Facebook and do that as well. And, you know, look out for his music videos. He just mentioned he'll be having one coming out soon on his YouTube. Any new music for us, Jay? I know you just, you know, you released two mixtapes back-to-back, so do you have anything new coming to us in the near future?
Oh man, I've been in the studio. I've dropped a couple of good ones, a couple of good bangers. I give y'all a little hint. I got a couple names on there. Like I said, I got Gully. You know what I'm saying? I went and got my brother PA. You know what I'm saying? I'm working with Highway Foe. Shout out to Highway Foe. Working with Nick James. Shout out my homie. And of course, you know, I got my team on there. YK, Timbo, Trust. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, it's hot. It's going to be a nice one. This one is going to be real nice.
Cool beans. And any performances coming soon?
I got a show tomorrow in Louisville, Kentucky with DMX, and then we got another one in Mississippi. So, you know, come out if y'all can, man.
All righty. So I guess let's talk about, you know, this. I guess I'm just going to ask you the question. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. You know, for a young kid, you know, coming up into this industry, as many kids with rapper dreams out there, what is your, you know, from the heart advice to this kid?
Stay business first. Stay business first and represent your brand as that, like no other. Can nobody represent your brand better than you? You know what I'm saying? And always keep your face clean. At all times, you want to make sure your face is clean at all times. So stay business first, represent your brand, and just keep your face clean, man. Just you gotta stay on top of the work. And the rapping part is easy. We can all do that. And even if we can't, you can still get on. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So stay business first. You know what I'm saying? That's what I gotta say.
That's definitely true. You know. I guess being that there's artists that could be made, you know, there's people that are made in the industry, you know, that when you hear them sometimes, you can tell that it's not pure talent, and that's why some of them end up falling off because, like you said, they, you know, it's, I don't know, it just didn't work out for them. And maybe
right.
It's because of that, you know, they didn't keep their face clean. And that's probably the realest line I've heard all day. and my boyfriend says that term a lot, keep your face clean, you know, or I keep my face clean, whatever. And, you know, and it didn't really hit me until you actually get the meaning of it, and that's definitely true.
Sure.
You know, Jay, I'd like to thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate your time. I look forward to hearing more of your music, your videos, and so forth. You know, looking over your Instagram right now, you posted this picture of Chang, the Chinese dude from The Hangover, that says 6.1 earthquake. When did you die? Dude, that is like the funniest
you
thing I've seen all day. Yeah. That's cool.
I was asleep. I didn't wake up. I woke up and got on my Facebook, and I next thing I knew we had an earthquake. I was asleep.
No, my mom told me the same thing. My mom lives out in L.A., and there was like a 4-point-something in Bakersfield that same day. She said that she slept through it. She didn't even feel nothing. So
yeah, man, I was kind of upset, man. I felt the earthquake since 89, man. I was upset.
All righty. So stay safe, you know, and enjoy those performances coming up. Good luck tomorrow. And yeah, keep in touch. I'm looking forward to hear that new music.
Right on. I just want to shout out the Sasha Morena Show and appreciate her for having Jay Mack and all of LG. Flyline Gang appreciates it, man. We really highly appreciate it.
Thank you. And shout out to your PR for referring you.
Shout out to our Travis Agency, best PR in the world. You already know what it is.
You take care, Jay.
All right, you too.
Yeah, I know. Walk up in the spot, super clean with my shine on. They can look at us and tell that we ain't from this time zone.
Make sure you guys keep up with us through the SashaMarinaShow.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sasha Marina. You could also use that hashtag, the Sasha Marina Show, if it's not too much work for y'all. Go on Facebook and like our page, the Sasha Marina Show. You know, that like button don't hurt. It really doesn't. It just keeps you updated with what I'm posting. And, you know, so just hit the like button. I promise. And you can download our app on Google Play and BlackBerry World, the Sasha Marina Show. And let's see, I don't know what else to tell you guys. Just look out for the J Mac, SLG, Fly Lane Gang. I think I got that right. And he'll be performing tomorrow with DMX in Louisville, Kentucky. And look out for that music video on his YouTube, J Mac. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram, J Mac, SLG for Twitter. And FLG for Instagram and _FLG for Twitter. There you go. If that's too much for you guys, you can always go to our blog on thesashamarinashow.com. Scroll down, find his blog post. And there you go. Voila. So I'm going to play this track for you guys. And have a happy Labor Day
weekend. You came with a couple girls, but we leaving with a few.
Yeah.
And that's routine, boy. It ain't nothing new. Don't get mad because you can't relate to what I do. Wake your game up, my hustle too strong. Fiends wanna hit my lines and I ain't talking telephones. Fly Lane Gang, your girl screaming like a megaphone. She brought me home, then we got it popping like some kettle corn. We all dogs except you bark and never bite. Me and my gang, we all stay high. Usually rushing to catch a flight. I keep it real, no need to lie. I do it big, you just get by. This is Mac and that is finest, girl. You better recognize. Let go in my face, she rock away. She like the way my sister tastes. When they come around, the girls tend to love the whole game. Fly, FLG, the gang. Y'all already know I ain't even gotta say nothing. I'ma do me, boy. I wish a nigga say something. Fly, FLG, the gang. She say I never met a nigga that's as fly as you.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I know just what I'm trying to do.
Well, okay.
Realize I ain't them other guys. I beat that pussy down and leave it tenderized. I'm a monster on these beats and a beast in the sheets. Man, them FLG niggas, they be switching, swapping freaks. We don't cuff them, we don't love them. We send them to the streets. Man, this ain't Wade County, but believe we bring the heat. I ain't never been a fan, but I fight off in this club. We be copping big zips while these niggas smoking dubs. Porn stars give me hugs and let me squeeze all on they butt. You can hate me if you want, but nigga, I don't give a fuck. I do me, who are you? Your opinion doesn't matter. Ain't no need for us to talk. Nigga, miss me with that chatter. Out of space, I am on Saturn. I smoke grow by the platter. Perfect my craft, no motherfucker. It has been mastered, bastard. In my face, she rock away. She like the way my swisher taste. When they come around, the girls tend to love the whole gang. Fly, FLG, the gang. Y'all already know, I ain't even gotta say nothing. I'ma do me, boy, I wish a nigga say something. Fly, FLG, the gang.